This is 1380 KCIM. I'm John Ryan. Glad to have with us a couple of special in-studio guests. We're going to catch up on all the events happening in Manning. And man, there is a lot of stuff going on in Manning. We've got Ron Reichel, who is the Main Street Manning Board President, and Kevin Boyle with the Betterment Committee. You guys, let's talk about it. Let's kind of dive right in here. Kinderfest, one of the signature events of Manning, is coming up fast.
Well, John, thanks a lot for having us today. We greatly appreciate it. Kinderfest, yes, this is it's a big event. It's been a big event for 133 years, continuous years. And it's the longest running children's festival in Iowa. We have several things going on. We have a 5K run at 8 a.m. We got a book fair at the Shelter House at 11 a.m. We have a parade that starts at 11 as well. Family fun. There's a lot of games, rides, food following the parade. There's little tyke water fights. We'll have a rotary bags tournament. And we'll have also the face painting balloon creation and the raffle. So it should be a fun-filled day that's very inexpensive. So bring. We're hoping we have a lot of kids in the park.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very nice park, and we're excited about this celebration.
Yeah, June 18th is the date for it now. Can people find more information online, the schedule, things like that? Do you have that out yet?
Yes, it's on our Manning website, and we have some flyers that are floating around. And Anna Earlbeck is the chair, so mm-hmm. she can be contacted at the city offices of Manning.
All right, what's the website address for that?
It's manningia.com.
Manningia.com. Check all that out. Plus, you've got a lot of business things going on. Let's talk about Charmac, that assisted living facility. That place is going great.
Absolutely. In fact, Charmac opened to residents just this last Wednesday. At the current time, it's about 50% occupied. They're going to have an open house soon, but all the family members we've talked to have seen it and are really very proud of it and looking forward to their parents or whatever to be part of it. And we're extremely proud to have an award-winning assisted living management team as part of the Manning team.
Now, they got a great view of the football field, by the way, so I'm going to love that in football season down there in IKEA Manning. But you got the open house on the 16th, right?
Correct. The open house is from 1 o'clock to 3:30. There's food and live entertainment at 2, and we'd welcome everybody come visit. As you indicated, the view of not only the football field but of the Manning community is wonderful. It sits up on a hill above the school.
Yeah, terrific, terrific stuff. So that is coming up on the 16th. Also coming up real quick here in the next couple of days, Habitat for Humanity is going to have an omelet breakfast.
Yes, we've got two Habitat for Humanity homes in Manning. June 8th, they're going to have a omelet breakfast, 8:30 to 11:30 at the VFW Hall.
So come on by. It's a great time. And again, very worthy cause there. Let's jump on. Let's talk about the RISE grant. You guys got one for the city of Manning, and this is going to be put to some very good use.
Yes, so we were very fortunate. The city applied for a RISE grant. We've been trying to figure out ways to pave the road in our industrial park, which we'll be able to complete that process now. We received $295,000 in a RISE grant that will go ahead and put this street in front of the Plasco on in the industrial park. So we're excited about that. We'll probably create some more lots for additional businesses in that park.
You guys have been building a lot. Let's jump to the Boulders Hotel. This has been a huge undertaking, but it's going up fast.
It is going up very well. We had our first investors meeting on November 31st. And quickly rounded up enough investors to start it. Purchased land April 1st and started building immediately. So the shell is already up, and it looks like it's going to be a real thing. And scheduled opening of that is October.
How big is that to have that hotel in Manning?
Well, it's huge. We wanted a hotel for a long time. We have several businesses, including PCE, who has a lot of out-of-town visitors. In addition, the Housebound Heritage Park has done well in marketing itself as a wedding destination. More than half their weddings are from families that are more than 100 miles away. So having a hotel next to the reception area is one of the things that guests have requested as they leave the mm-hmm. party. Would prefer to walk rather than drive.
Absolutely. So this is a huge, huge deal for Manning. Plus the Dollar General, Kevin, you mentioned the first big national name coming to Manning.
Yeah, that is the first national recognized brand that we've been able to recruit to Manning. So we're excited about that. They opened up in May.
All right. Daycare expansion, another huge project that you guys have going on that's going to pay a lot of benefits to the city.
Yes, we're excited about this as well, John. The daycare has been challenged because we've got limited space, we've got more kids, and we've had some challenges with trying to find some alternatives for some of the mothers. But now we're going to be able to expand our daycare between 25 and 35 kids. We're going to we're in the process of remodeling the existing site, which will double it, the footprint. And we're going to be completed with that probably somewhere in July. But it's a $280,000 project for us.
Yeah, very big project coming up for you guys. Plus, I love the fact you guys are incorporating a lot of young people in this. You've got a new intern from Drake. You've got a young business leaders coming to Manning. A lot of new blood and new ideas coming in.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a two-year partnership with Drake University. We had a senior-level class with a capstone project. Spent a year developing and delivering a public relations campaign for Manning. So we're in the process of implementing that. As part of it, we found enough dollars in our small budget to hire an intern from that class for 2 months. And Brennan will be kicking off some of the, we had something like 50 action items that came out of that. And Brennan's kicking some of those off.
So he's got a list to already work on.
He has a long list of what he's going to do.
He's busy already. And the young business leaders visiting Manning, this is coming up in July.
Yeah, as part of our relationship, partnership with Drake, we had an opportunity. Drake University is sponsoring 25 young business leaders from Africa. They'll be in Iowa for 6 weeks, basically being taught entrepreneurship and business management from the American point of view. We'll be the only small community in Iowa for that 6 weeks that they're visiting. So we'll be presenting the perspective of how do you do economic development from a small community perspective.
Interesting, interesting stuff going on. You guys have a lot on your plates down there at Manning, and we'd love to catch up from time to time. Are we missing anything? Anything else going on that we need to know about?
I think one part, as you're probably aware, Carroll County had a housing report done. And
yes.
So we have a committee in place already doing a lot of investigation on that, and we intend to get that kicked off quickly, figure out how to deliver, get some lots available, and build some homes. One of the things that that Charmac does for us, it actually fills a housing gap and a medical gap for some of the elderly, for them to live. But also, in that case, for example, my mom will be selling her house and making houses available to other residents.
Yes, John. Also, I want to give a shout out to the Templeton area as well. They've mm-hmm. had a groundbreaking last night at Waspy's truck stop, which is going to be a huge benefit to that area. It's going to have about 50-some employees and meet the needs of a lot of demands. And also, July 4th, they have their celebration, which is actually on July 3rd, street dance. The gates open at 4, children's games, food stand, beer garden. The DJ is at 8 to midnight, raffle drawing, and the fireworks at dusk. So that's always a big event. The Templeton people really know how to throw a party.
They absolutely do. Now, with all the places saying that there's not much economic stuff going on, you guys certainly are bucking that trend. Manning's got a lot going on. And we're going to check in with you guys here from time to time over the next few months. So, Manning, I tell you what, we're catching up on all the events happening there. Our thanks to Ron Reichel and Kevin Boyle for joining us this morning.